This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Announcing the inaugural Albuquerque Peace Festival on Saturday, August 5th at Roosevelt Park. Rain or shine, please join diverse organizations and individuals at the inaugural Albuquerque Peace Festival on Saturday, August 5th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Roosevelt Park for music, speakers, informational tables, and food trucks. The Albuquerque Peace Festival is an effort by multiple organizations to bring attention to the danger of nuclear weapons, the horror of nuclear war, and promote efforts toward long-standing peace locally, nationally, and globally. At 5:15 p.m., a commemoration bell will be rung in coordination with the August 6th events in Hiroshima, Japan, at 8:15 a.m., the time of the U.S. bombing of Hiroshima in 1945, near the end of World War II. Co-sponsoring the inaugural event are the following 16 organizations: Donald and Sally Alice Thompson Chapter of the Veterans for Peace, Albuquerque; the Joan Duffy Chapter of Veterans for Peace, Santa Fe; Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety; the Green Party, Albuquerque Metropolitan Area; Taos Environmental Film Festival; the Answer Coalition; Stop the War Machine; Party for Socialism and Liberation, Albuquerque; the Raging Grannies; the Paper; Unity Spiritual Center, Albuquerque; the Stop Forever Whip Coalition; the New Mexico Peace Choir; Demand Nuclear Abolition; Progressive Democrats of America, Central New Mexico; and Nuclear Watch New Mexico. If you would like to participate as a co-sponsor, please contact CCNS at ccns@nuclearactive.org by Friday, July 21st. Please include your logo in the email. Roosevelt Park is southwest of University Boulevard and Cole Avenue Southeast. For more information and to make a donation to the effort, please visit abqpeacefest.org. Also on Saturday, August 5th at 10 a.m., the Guild Cinema will show the documentary, quote, "The Forgotten Bomb: A Discovery of the True Story of Nuclear Weapons and How the World Might Learn to Live Without Them," end quote, made by local filmmakers Bud Ryan and Stuart Overbay. In sum, quote, "The Forgotten Bomb explores our preconceptions about nuclear weapons and their history, investigates how they inform our sense of identity, and discovers what the bomber can learn from the bombed," end quote. Peter Phillips with Veterans for Peace Albuquerque and an organizer of the festival invites you to join in the August 5th events. Phillips is a professor emeritus of political sociology, Sonoma State University. He said, quote, "New Mexico has a legacy of being the prime location for the advance of nuclear weapons in the world. New Mexicans must now take the moral leadership role of seeking the total elimination of all nuclear weapons," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.